Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify.
So unfortunately, Cassidy's not able to join us today. We thought she was going to be. We planned on her, and she thought she was going to be right up until like a couple of minutes before.
I've barely made it here myself.
So, yeah, but there's a lot that's been going on. I mean, shouldn't be
Easter,
that hard. Huh?
Well, the baby.
Well,
and
I mean,
also Easter was in there, and Courtney's work schedule didn't really allow me to.
Well, and we were gone.
Yeah, you guys
were out there
in
San Antonio for almost 10 days. So, yeah, it's been kind of crazy, but I kind of wanted to do a podcast. It was funny because I don't know if Mom told you, but you were at her school today, and she had a student come in and say, "Is that your son out there in the hall?" Did she tell you?
Yeah, and she said, "Yeah, how did you know that?"
And you were wearing the Bevington Banter podcast t-shirt.
And that's how he knew.
Yeah. So I said to her, I said, "Well, did you ask him if he's listening to the podcast?" So
that'd be interesting to know. So, one of the things that's been keeping me from being, I don't know, tied into the loop lately, listening to anything, news, reading anything, is that we have somebody who's gone from work that's making my everyday at work a lot more involved. And so where I used to be able to put on some noise-canceling headphones and fix some circuit boards while I just listen to stuff, that's not happening. Hadn't been for, like, the last month.
Hmm.
So, fill me in, because
well,
other than a few big things here and there,
Cassidy has made a lot of notes. I mean, have you looked at any of her notes?
Not a bit.
Really? Well, maybe you should pull that up.
When have you known me to do any kind of legitimate preparation for anything?
Well, okay.
Other than the end of the world.
So, well, what do you want to talk about first? I mean,
man, some of these are old.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
I know it's been a while since we've been here, but
a lot of the same things, you know, are still going on, just different manifestations. We have, you know, like 84 million chickens that have had to be destroyed recently. We've had
Ooh, the boat, the bridge.
The bridge, that's a biggie.
That's another, like, infrastructure thing along with, like, the food, you know,
right.
the food fires.
Massive chemical spill in a river, like, in Illinois, Iowa area.
Did you see that a barge hit a bridge in Oklahoma,
yes,
too?
I didn't
go down, but
right.
It hit another bridge.
So the infrastructure stuff is still all over the place with fires and chemicals and dead chickens. But the dead chickens, the avian flu thing, that's got another whole aspect to it. It's not just the infrastructure part of it. It's the flu part of it, which has now been detected jumping to humans from in Texas. They've had a case or two from cattle where they say, you know, this isn't supposed to. But not only that, there's I definitely want to talk about the Baltimore Bridge, but there's a case where they actually did put out that the U.S. is now funding again. Let me pull this up. This is from dailymail.com. U.S. is collaborating with Chinese scientists to make bird flu strains more infectious and deadly as a part of a $1 million project, despite fears similar tests unleashed COVID. So we got that going for us. And that's why they've had like 84 million chickens or whatever destroyed because of avian flu. And they said that, you know, it's not going to jump to humans, but then we do have cases of it jumping to humans. We got the government once again working with China to develop it and make it more infectious. I mean,
don't worry though, this will in no way affect the 2024
exactly.
election. It absolutely won't do exactly the same thing it did last time.
When are they going to start proposing that we vote by email or go onto a
just
website
log onto
and just
the
click
internet.
A box?
Just IP address identification, because you definitely can't fake one of those.
Yeah, and in Texas, they've got a story where there's like 227,000. I'm pulling a lot of this off the top of my head. People being registered.
Well, there's a lot of room for it up there because you don't have any hair.
Yeah. So, this is, yeah, the fertilizer spewed into the Missouri-Iowa River, killing 800,000 fish over 60 miles. They've got these 227,000 people being registered to vote that are basically illegals. And this is like somehow being allowed in Texas, which I don't understand. What about these stories? You got to be up on this. The FBI showing up to talk to people about their Facebook posts.
Yeah, it made me regret not doing my idea from earlier about running for sheriff, so that this county would have a sheriff who would come and shoo those people away off your porch if they don't have a warrant. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, did you see the one house that they went to? The guy's doormat said, "Get a warrant" or something like that.
Hey. They shouldn't have even knocked.
That's what his doormat says, huh?
They shouldn't have even knocked. They should have known.
Yeah, but of course they did. That guy, I wasn't clear whether he was at home when they came or if he was just talking to them on, it says come back with a warrant, or if he was talking to them via like Ring, you know?
I might have talked to them through a doorbell if I was home.
Yeah, I know. That's my thought. It's like, even if he was home, he probably would have talked to him through the doorbell. So,
are you actually home right now? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, I don't understand. Have you not even listened to like, what's his name?
Nothing. I listened to a little bit of Seraphin just
that's
because.
That's what I was wondering.
And he was the one who, obviously, he's going to know the most about, or he'll be interested the most. And have the most inside baseball about how FBI stuff works and what these kind of calls are and if they have any experience doing this kind of stuff in the past. And he said he did, but most of the time, these exact instances where these FBI agents are showing up and showing their credentials and asking questions in person, he said, I just call them. Like right. If somebody said, I would just call them and be like, hey, what did you mean by this post? And the guy would simply say, the example he gave was in a smaller town, there was a post on social media that this guy made where he didn't like the mayor. He's like, I don't like you, something, you know, gave some specifics. And then he said, I'm coming for you. And the mayor called the FBI or the police or somebody, but it ended up at the FBI for threats and stuff like that. And so that case was given to Kyle Seraphin, and he called the guy and said, what did you mean by that? And he said, well, I'm running for mayor. I'm coming for his job.
Right.
So the mayor sicked the FBI on his political opponent. I wonder if that's ever happened before, sending the FBI after your political opponents.
Well, I was going to say there was nothing wrong with that post until he said, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, but he was coming for his job. And so Kyle Seraphin called him and asked him to clarify, and he did. And then he said, okay, have a nice day.
Right.
And he hung up. He didn't even create a report. He didn't do anything. He just, the guy clarified. It was a, you know, couple minute phone call and it was over. But instead, now they're showing up. It's an intimidation tactic.
Yes. I mean, but
100%. But you better send someone who has a little bit more confidence if you want to intimidate me, because those little soy boys in their, you know, plaid or in their, little polo shirts, it's not going to get it done.
Yeah, did Kyle Seraphin, though, did he say, though, that there was nothing wrong with that guy's post until he said, I'm coming for you, and that's what triggered the phone call? He could have said anything.
What triggered the phone call was the mayor.
I know, but I mean, even if
the mayor knew what he meant.
If the mayor had, okay, let me back up so I make this really clear. Even if the mayor knew what he meant, but he portrayed it in a disingenuous way to the FBI, all they know is what the mayor, you know, told them when he referred them, and they see the post. They don't know the guy's running for the mayor's job. That is why, though, that they would follow up with a phone call, because he said, yeah, I'm coming for you. But other than that, he could say any vile thing he wanted to the mayor, and they're not going to contact the guy.
Yeah, but again, even though you more than likely know what he actually meant by that, he still called. It was a couple minutes. He didn't have to show up. There wasn't a report. He just made him clarify.
Yeah.
Because you're allowed to say what you want, and that includes the internet.
I heard him say, because I listened to a little bit of him on this, and he said, if I understood him right, they're showing up and doing this. They are violating your Fourth Amendment. This is a Fourth Amendment violation. They have no grounds whatsoever to come to you.
Yeah, one guy said, well, you haven't necessarily committed a crime. Okay, then why are you here?
Yeah, and they said that they want to, was it this or the Scottish hate speech thing? I think it was this, trying to watch out that there's no ill will. They want to make sure that we're combating ill will. What makes you think that in the world everybody's going to like everybody else and they're never going to have disagreement? That's insane. And they use all these terms, but there's no definition for the terms. Who gets to decide what ill will is? Who gets to decide what, you know, this speech or that speech is? Who gets to decide the motives behind it? That's where they get into trouble. They attribute all these motives and saying we can't allow this, but who gets to attribute the motives, and how do you know what the motives are? Who gets to define it? That's where it gets really screwy. I'm getting to the point where I want somebody like this to show up at my door. Because they're going to get nothing from me. I mean,
I want it to be a waste of their time. I want them to spend 30 seconds on the doorstep.
Like you said, if there's no crime, why are you here?
Yeah.
Go away.
Honestly, people, you really should be finding out what side your local sheriff's department is on. Because it matters more than it ever has before.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that these people have had this happen. And I've seen three different instances of it that posted online where this happened. Video of people of the FBI showing up because of somebody's Facebook post or something. They said, you know, call your local sheriff and tell them you've got people on your front doorstep harassing you and, you know, violating your Fourth Amendment, and have them come and chase them away. I mean, it's crazy. So yeah, you want a sheriff that would do that. You want some of these sheriffs in Florida, you know, that have spoken out about, if you got a squatter, call us. We'll come. We'll verify that you're the owner, and we'll give the squatter a one-way, one-way trip to jail. It's that simple.
I've seen video of federal agents without warrants be basically, well, almost arrested by a sheriff's deputy.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Because the person called the sheriff's department and said, I mean, told them who they were, who was at the door, but that they didn't have a warrant and they wanted them gone. If someone asks you to leave their private property and you don't, then you are going to be trespassed.
Right.
They need to start filing those. They need to start actually filing trespassing charges against federal agents that don't have warrants and are asked to leave and don't.
Yeah. They were like, well, we just need to check off some boxes. Well, I don't. I don't need to check off any boxes. I didn't do anything. I want to ask them. I was talking with you and say, I want to ask them if they have ever heard the phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. We grew up with that phrase being used in the neighborhood continually for the things that were said to each other. I mean, apparently they've never heard those kinds of, you know, they've never heard that saying. I'm interested to talk about the Baltimore Bridge, the Key Bridge collapse.
Hey, we have a guest. A guest that is a normal member of this show, but now is kind of like a guest. Hey, caller number one.
I'm going to be a guest.
Because you're the only one.
I pretty much will become like a guest now. People should just get used to that.
A guest popping in and out.
Yeah.
When she leaves, she may not even say anything. We'll just say it after. When she disappears, we'll go, and she's gone. And as quick as she appeared, she was gone.
So is Charlotte milk drunk now and asleep?
Well, not quite. So we'll see how long this lasts.
You sent that picture of her.
She sleeps like all day. She's.
You sent. Well, yeah. She's nursing really well.
That's
she eats and sleeps, and then she grows. And you sent a picture to mom, and I'm like, she looks stoned.
She does.
And mom's all like, she's milk drunk. She has
like
dried
milk
on her mouth.
On her, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, just keep talking about what you were talking about.
We were just moving into the Baltimore Key Bridge.
Yeah, we're moving in the bridge now.
Well, we finished the FBI showing up on
showing
people's,
up
door
at people's
steps.
Okay, okay.
The guy thing you want
so
to say
about
that?
So now we're on the bridge.
Okay, so the Key Bridge in Baltimore where the bar, the I'll say a container ship is the proper term. It was a container ship, one of those that carries massive amounts of those big roll-on, roll-off trailer containers is what hit the Key Bridge. And so the best thing I've heard on it, and it made sense when I saw, I've seen GPS tracking. It showed the path of the ship from when it left. You know, it's, I'm imagining it was, they're not really, if you want the proper term, they're not piers. It's probably tied up along what's known as a quay wall. So when it left the quay wall and headed out of the harbor, I've seen the GPS track that it followed. And I saw one put out that is not right. And that really irritated me. It's like, what are they trying to do here? This is not the GPS track that I've seen from everywhere else. And it's not what I saw in the picture. So I don't know why somebody would publish this to and make, you know, trying to use it to make an erroneous case, I guess. But it wasn't the proper track. Anyways, I initially for the pretty much said, that okay, this just feels like an accident. Although I still have some questions about it, it just feels like an accident. But there were still, I still had questions. But then when I heard Lara, Logan talk on Pat Gray, it made me go back to those questions I had even when I just assumed it was an accident. And the container ship is, if you're looking at it in the video, it is, you see the bridge is in the foreground. When I initially saw it, the very distant shots, I thought that the container ship was closest to me and then the bridge was beyond that in the image. But no, the ship is, the bridge is closest to me and the ship is beyond the bridge. So if you're looking at the picture, the videos that are out of it, the ship is to the left of the center of the bridge. It's to the left of it. From their vantage point in the pilot house, they would be to the right of it. But from your video vantage point, it's to the left. It should be passing through the middle of the bridge, the two big main piers or pylons that are holding up the center of the bridge. It should be passing through the middle of that. But it is to the left of that as you're looking at on the video. They're off course. And that's why people are suggesting that there was some kind of GPS hacking that put it off course, and that they, you know, they're looking at their GPS telling them they're on course, but they're looking out the pilot house and saying that's not where we are. That's not where
so
we are.
They,
and then
so
they tried
does that
to
mean
correct.
That they think that does that mean that they think that the power shutting off on the ship was them trying to reset the system? Because the power did shut off on the ship two times.
Right. I've also
it goes
heard,
completely dark.
I also heard that they dropped the anchor, tried to, you know, slow down. Here's the thing. Here's my question about the loss of power. If they lost power, I need somebody to confirm this, but just my basic instinct and understanding, I can't believe that the current in that harbor would have drifted the ship to the center that rapidly. It goes, again, from the vantage point of looking at it on video, it goes from left to right and hits that piling very quickly.
Was it already going that direction?
Right, I was just saying, what was their momentum?
Momentum.
That's just it. No, it wasn't. The way it is shown on the GPS image and you see on the video and the description of loss of power, it's steaming along and it's going to pass not where it should, but it's going to pass under the bridge to the left of one of the center pylons. But when they lose power, it just all of a sudden starts drifting right and then it hits the pylon. That's the way I understand it. I just don't think the current could do that rapidly.
No,
what did you hear? What did you understand, Cassidy?
I also just heard Lara Logan on Pat Gray and similar, I guess. Like, I haven't had a ton of opportunity to pay a lot of attention to what's going on. I've gotten the headlines, but...
Me neither. I sure wish I could read Laura Logan's tweets.
Oh, yeah, she blocked
you. To this day, I'm still blocked for some unknown reason. I have to log into a different account to see anything that she posts. What did I do?
I know, it's so funny. I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's the reason that it sounds like, right, her theory or what she's been being and being told is that like the GPS got hacked. So they thought they were one place and they're looking. And by the time they realize, by the time they could say for sure, like, no, that is not where we're at. It's too late and you can't correct course. The momentum is taking you.
Yeah.
And it makes...
I never heard that because, well, I also haven't really been listening to anything, but that makes sense that if they knew, if they absolutely knew the GPS was off, if they tried to reset it and like reestablish the GPS connection to tell them where they were, but, you know, they shut it off in a way where it doesn't, they shut it off intentionally in a way where it doesn't shut off their propulsion. So they knew they could continue controlling it while trying to reset just the electrical system to get the GPS to correct.
One of the interesting things I pointed out also on that show is how we haven't heard from anyone on the ship, like the captain or anybody.
Yeah, not a single person.
Normally when anything like this happens, you know, you hear somebody's telling the story of what happened. Like in airline situations, you'll hear the pilot. They retell a story or whatever, yeah.
But we don't tell too much of the story or they'll kill you.
Yeah.
Like the Boeing guy.
Yeah, have we talked about that?
No. That happened when we've been on.
We need to talk about that. We've got to talk about that. But anyways,
they killed that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they totally killed that guy. That's one of the most obvious ones I've ever heard.
Yeah. But back to the container ship. If you, again, looking from the vantage point of the video that you're looking at online... The ship leaves the quay wall, is to the right of your screen, and it ends up way to the left of the screen, would be left of the center, the two center pylons that it should be passing between. It's there's no way that they would have left the quay wall and gotten that far to the other side of the channel. They need to be in the middle of the channel, passing underneath the bridge in this at the center, and they weren't. They were way to the left, at least, you know, from the vantage point of looking at it. So they were definitely off course. But at that point, they had not lost power at that point. There's no indication that they'd lost power or lost GPS or steering or anything else. So it certainly appears that they steered over there thinking, following the GPS, that they were in the right place, and they weren't. And then so they're looking out the, you know, the pilot house window saying, we're not where the GPS shows us anyways. And then they end up hitting people saying
the bridge and damaging, which the bridge is going to take years. They said
that's
rebuild.
That's ridiculous.
The other big
they need
one
to get,
is
they
that,
need to get Ron DeSantis in there to that fix ridiculous. That bridge.
But maybe, you know, even more important is that it damaged the port and people.
Right. This is about shutting down the port.
It's a major port.
Yes. This is like this is about shutting down the port.
Do you want to know how I know it was an accident? Because the string pullers in DC would never let this happen to them. This is going to affect Washington DC big time, unless they had something already in place to where it wasn't going to affect them very much.
I get all my stuff
brought in by chopper.
Yeah,
this is the major.
They can get whatever they
port
want
for DC. I know. But this is going to affect not only traffic, but goods coming into the D.C. area.
Yeah, majorly. Yeah.
They said that of every $100 that comes in, you know, business that's done in Baltimore, $12 of it comes through this port. That's insane. That's a huge number. So there obviously is the I-95 there that does a massive amount of traffic. But this is much more about the port.
95.
This is much more... more about the port. And people said, well, if this is a terrorist attack, you wouldn't do it at 1:30 in the morning because there's hardly anybody on the bridge. You wouldn't kill that many people. This is not a terrorist attack in that regard. This is an infrastructure attack.
Right. If it were a terrorist attack, somebody would claim responsibility for it.
Yeah. If this was not an accident, this is an attack, again, on our infrastructure. So, anyways... what was the thing that we were just saying? Oh, the Boeing guy.
Whistleblower was found dead of a gunshot wound in an apparent suicide, and I'll put that in air quotes, because you can't see me. I'll tell you that because that guy probably did not kill himself.
So this guy was a Boeing inspector until 2017. And he was a whistleblower. He had talked about how he had gone to this, is it Sunset or Sunbelt or Sunbeam? Is the one of the subcontractors, because these big companies, they all, so much of their product is subcontractors.
Some kind of quality control thing.
So he would go out to these subcontractors and inspect their work. And one, he talks about one of them where he went out and they had like, that was the company that I think that made the door that blew out and all that. They had like 256 violations.
You mean the one that at that trade show had all those women walking out to that women empowerment song? And it's like, this is the company that makes the doors on the airplane.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like all proud. Yeah. And it's they're just celebrating all these diverse women. Well, guess what? Make bad doors.
So he got hammered when he came back for finding so many discrepancies. So the next time they sent a different group to do this, and they came back with only 50. And
he had found like 300.
Okay.
So, and they were like, we found,
So they came, he's asking me, did they really clean up their act that much where you only found 50 violations? And he was told, no, they only gave us 2 hours to inspect. That's why we only found that many violations. So this is the kind of stuff he had just given a sworn deposition as a whistleblower that like the day or two before. And he was in a hotel that he was staying at to give this deposition. He was scheduled to come back the morning that he was found dead. He was scheduled to go back and finish the deposition. He never showed up. So they sent people looking for him to the hotel. He was not in his room, and they found him dead in his pickup truck with a gunshot wound to the head. On top of that, he had travel plans and communicated to return home, his preparation to return home after he finished that day's deposition. If you are going to commit suicide, why would you do that?
Is this the same guy who had gone through and gotten testimony from like engineers at Boeing that said that they would never get on a Boeing plane?
I don't know if that was him or if that was like an undercover person or something, but yeah, them all saying no. Like, quality's terrible, and these people are terrible. They don't care, and they're on drugs. Like, the people working the assembly lines are high.
It's like all the workers from Cooper Farms are making airplanes now.
I was listening to Jimmy Dore the other day, and he was saying how he was at this radio station back in the 90s, and this big, he was coming in there to do like an interview or whatever, and they were telling him that because it's all corporate now. There's all these radio stations are just big massive corporation, and he said they wanted to drug test all of them, and so they did, and like not a single person passed the drug test. So they're like, well, what did they do? They go, well, they just decided they weren't going to drug test us or else they wouldn't have a radio station.
Yeah, it's like hey, come back here, it's time for your drug test.
What kind of radio
everybody
station?
There goes and everybody there goes, good. What kind of drugs are we testing?
Yeah.
Well, he said in this building, they had like a couple hundred, every genre of radio, that was in that building being
80s.
No,
rock.
Because again, covered by this big corporate conglomeration as owns these, it's
strangely enough, the reggae department. They scored 0%.
It's like,
hopefully, you can't, Air One or K Love wasn't in there.
It's like you can't trust the news on TV, because if you watch the news, 50%+ of every sponsor is Big Pharma. You think they're gonna narc on? You think they're gonna narc on? Drugs causing autism and vaccine injury and all. No, I mean, they're getting millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in sponsorship from pharmacy and companies and all this. They're not going to come in there and badmouth any pharmaceutical, because they'll lose hundreds of millions of dollars. So CNN and MSNBC and Fox, and they all toe the line of what Big Pharma tells them to say or not to say.
Speaking of drugs causing autism and vaccine injuries, they're also putting us in a tough spot all the people that don't want to give their kids all the vaccines by bringing in all these illegal immigrants from all these countries, and now we have tuberculosis outbreak in migrant centers where there's also been measles outbreaks.
Polio.
We haven't had those. And yeah. So
we haven't had it in decades.
Yeah.
And now we have them again.
And now, here's the thing. Now you have to like rethink. Oh, I wasn't going to give my kid all the vaccines.
If you were giving me the vaccine for polio or the vaccine for tuberculosis 20 years ago, okay. But now, if I say I want the vaccine for polio because there's people coming in here with polio, I literally don't trust that that's what they're injecting me with.
No.
Are they going to change the polio vaccine? If there's an uptick in people wanting the polio vaccine, are they like, hey, let's sneak this in there? I mean, there are some nurses giving people saline shots. How do I know they're not giving me something else?
I saw this. I think I mentioned her name the last time we had a podcast. Eva Vladingerbrook.
Yes.
Okay. I like her. She's got a sexy overbite. Anyways,
Overbite.
If you have just the right overbite, it's
I don't know.
Sexy.
She is very attractive. She's gorgeous.
She's a cute girl. Anyways, that Band-Aid has had stuff in it that goes into your body that's cancerous. All these decades
of
that we put Band-Aids on our
whatever
wounds.
Whatever that adhesive and stuff is made out of.
So I thought that I didn't really look into it. I just saw her.
Oh, we're not supposed to just put super glue into our cuts.
You can. Super glue cuts shut instead of getting stitches.
It's probably better now it sounds like it's better than what's on Band-Aids.
Do you remember the whole CTE thing came out and Mike Webster, the Pittsburgh Steeler center, that was the big main case that they found CTE so bad in his brain and he had, do you remember that?
I don't remember who the first one was. It was actually like a couple professional wrestlers and then it was the Junior Seau.
Well, that was the Mike Webster stuff. It's what that movie was based off of. Yeah. So anyways, his son, because Mike Webster suffered from it bad. He was, really struggled later in life. He would super glue his teeth back into his mouth.
Okay. Not dentist approved. 9 out of 10 dentists say don't do that.
I hope it's more than 9 out of 10.
It is. His
the 10th
son,
dentist is from like somewhere in deep, dark South America.
His son said he actually could make it work. He could make it work.
What about the roots and stuff? Weren't the teeth all dead? Were they all dead teeth?
I just didn't know that it would adhere with the saliva and stuff in there. So I don't know how.
You got to use that
the suction things
like,
they have.
JB Water Weld, because that stuff works.
No, it's
when it's wet.
You actually just use Flex Seal or whatever.
Oh yeah, Flex Seal.
Yeah, I sawed this boat in half. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was bad enough today. Callie bit her tongue since she's been home from school, and it was just had a little bit of blood, and she just had a Kleenex stuffed into her mouth, and I'm like, that's not. You're not going to like that here in a few seconds.
When you have to pull it off, peel the thing off.
All the little
a paper
particles
towel
coming
or
off
something.
And just
like
scrap.
A piece of, there's
don't,
gauze.
You know what?
She
don't
know,
do anything.
We literally have gauze in like the medicine cabinet.
Don't do anything.
Sterile
just
gauze.
Stick it in your mouth and it'll stop bleeding in a minute or two. It'll be fine. But I said, you're not going to like that Kleenex in your mouth here.
Oh, it had to have all just come apart.
Yeah,
and
exactly. It was falling apart, disintegrating in her mouth.
Gross.
You guys talk about Moscow?
Like,
no.
A week later,
Moscow
too. But
I mean, I heard the
now
initial reports on it, but I don't. I haven't heard anything more. Yeah,
that's a big body. That's a big body count. I have heard.
The last I saw was at least 143 people killed. But
and
there
a lot
still
of them
people
were smoke inhalation from when they set the place on fire. I heard that. Well, okay. Here's
back up
the thing.
And tell the story.
Oh yeah, 4 gunmen walked into what was pretty much a mall that had like a concert hall in Moscow, and just guns, just shooting like crazy. The videos were horrific. They walked into like the music auditorium and were just shooting people in the seats. There was nowhere for them to go. They were just laying down everywhere. And then they set the place on fire. And so like we said, like 140 something dead, and they caught them. Here's where it gets
ISIS came.
They caught them headed. Yes, they did. I saw pictures of them. They caught them on their way to a spot on the Ukrainian border where they said when they were questioned later was set up for basically a window for them, like a time to get across into Ukraine. Also, and whether or not any of this is true, Russia is going to use it as a reason. In fact, they did. They hit them hard. They hit Ukraine hard in the days following this, more than they had in a long time. They also said that they could prove that the shooters were paid in cryptocurrency by that came from Ukraine. Whether or not they could actually prove that, or they tortured these guys. So they're going to say what
they
want.
They were making the one guy eat his ear.
They cut his ear off, and they were making him eat his own ear. I saw a guy that had his pants down, like laying on his side, and there was a battery involved.
Yeah.
And so they're going to say what they want them to say. So I don't know how accurate any of this is, but the whether or not you believe it, it doesn't matter. Look at what Russia is saying happened, and you'll know what they're going to do next. They may have not had any evidence, but if they publicly claim that Ukraine funded this attack and that the shooters were on their way back across the border with Ukraine, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. That means that Russia is going to respond to Ukraine, whether they're using it as an excuse or they think it's legit.
Right.
I would not think that would be true, but
ISIS claimed responsibility, and there are pictures of them doing, like, standing in front of ISIS flags. There are pictures that certainly look like the same pictures as the shooters. So basically, when Russia put the pictures out of the shooters, ISIS put pictures out of people that looked exactly the same as that and said, they're ours. We did it. So it is weird that it would be
Ukraine.
So
what is ISIS' motivation?
That's good.
I don't know.
Why not America? Because one would think.
And why would they go? Yeah,
they could.
If it was ISIS, are they CIA sponsored?
Which we didn't say that like 2 weeks before this, right? The U.S. put out a notice to Americans to avoid.
Oh yeah, two weeks before the shooting.
Yeah, 2 weeks before this happened, we were telling people to avoid big gatherings and concerts and stuff in Moscow.
Yeah, they said specifically concerts.
Yeah.
So the in other Ukraine news, because that's pretty much everything to say about that. Did you see literally today that Blinken says NATO will accept Ukraine?
Mike Lee just tweeted 3 hours ago that Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, says that Ukraine will become a member of NATO.
Is
why we're in this war to begin with. That's why this war is going on to begin with.
And the propaganda to make people come around to this, that Russia like is evil, the boogeyman. Did you hear about this? Basically, do you remember, you know, Havana Syndrome?
Yes, I want to talk about that.
Yeah, they're blaming that on
American,
the Russians.
Americans in Cuba they thought it was some kind of audio or like sonic weapon that would cause all these weird symptoms.
Headaches.
Of people. And it was unexplainable. This was like years ago. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was happening. And I don't know, some lady in Florida talking about it. And it's Russia.
Right.
And now they're trying to say that this is a real thing and it's Russia. And that's just complete propaganda. There's no weapon. It can't do that. There's not a sonic weapon that can do that. I'm just going to tell you that.
If you want to hear the total BS of it, listen to the Megyn Kelly interview Glenn Greenwald yesterday. Yeah, it's total nonsense, because if they have this weapon, they could just take out Zelensky and all of his generals
All it does is just upset you. It can't actually kill you.
Yeah,
these
people are all on disability.
That's true. We've been trying to make microwave weapons and sonic weapons.
I've heard there's
for
a closer
decades.
Range version that they actually do use to keep people away from like Area 51. And there are some countries that I've literally seen riots recently where they have a truck with like a big dish on it that
that's a real gets, thing.
That
yes.
disperses people. Is that correct. Just sound, or is that like waves that are literally at the waveform of heat?
It can be. So I know they've tried it with sonic and with microwave. And I know that when America like first tried this, and they tried it with like a crowd and riot situation, but the weather was kind of like hazy and foggy, and so it created too much attenuation.
Oh,
so
like by the time attenuation.
That right by the time the waves hit the people, it wasn't as strong, and they were just kind of like, oh, that's it. Kind of is warm. It feels nice because it's kind of cold out here.
So they were making it more comfortable to stay out and protest longer.
Yeah,
don't. But the idea I will say of this.
Like that actually can. It's discomforting enough for people to like disperse in a riot situation.
Yeah.
But that's different than causing physical injury.
They bring it in on like a truck.
Yeah.
It's like a trailer that just puts out these waves to get to make a crowd disperse. So
I'm guessing it's a really high pitch sonic. Yeah.
Well,
of course it would be high pitch, but I wouldn't think that it would be in order to make it physically uncomfortable to something other than your ears. I would think it would be inaudible.
But yeah, there would have to be other frequencies in there as well.
Okay, these people that claim they've been attacked by it, did their dogs go nuts?
I know.
Because if their dogs didn't react, then it ain't a thing, right?
I don't know. Can you do low enough waves that would affect somebody? Not really. It would have to be
so
higher
the
frequency.
The thought on that one is it's just like make you poop.
The brown note, right?
It's a low note.
Well, they just proved that on Mythbusters, though.
Yeah.
After, what was his name? Adam was wearing pull-ups.
Adult diapers, yeah.
So. There's a video that I saw that I can't play the guy talking about it because we don't have enough beeps. But he said that Northrop Grumman has won a DARPA contract to develop concept for building a moon-based railroad network.
Like a railroad on the moon or a railroad to the moon?
A railroad on the moon. And the guy...
railroad to the moon.
That ain't going to happen.
Joe Biden would say
that's
that.
Like, yeah, that's like Joe Biden's train out to the middle of the ocean or something.
But He drops the F-bomb every other word, and he's right. And how, I don't know, irresponsible.
I thought you were talking for a minute. You were moving your mouth. Were you mouthing some bad words?
No, I wasn't. I was trying to figure out how I wanted to say this.
His muscles his face were outrunning his brain.
It is insanely irresponsible, given the debt that we have, given the fact that we're trying to give Ukraine another $60 billion. I just saw Tucker Carlson interviewed Marjorie Taylor Greene for about 15 minutes or so. And she made the statement. She said, we went $40 billion more into debt while you slept last night. She made the statement, and I was so glad to hear her say it. She goes, you need to throw all of us out of Congress because we are destroying this country. She's willing to leave Congress if it means to get rid of all the other bad people. Just get rid of all of us. She was on fire, man. I mean, I know people think she's kind of out there, but I couldn't find anything that she said I didn't agree with. So, I mean, it is...
That woman loves her some Trump, though.
I mean, we got... illegal immigrants that were kicking VA, we're kicking veterans out of places to put illegals. We're kicking them out of schools to put illegals. And we're giving them thousands of dollars and on and on and on. And we're, you know, we just passed a $1.7 trillion omnibus that we can't afford to pay for. We're already 700, we're 3 months into this year? We're already $700 billion, I think, is our deficit already this year.
Gosh. And now we're going to put a railroad on the moon.
Okay. Of all the things I've heard in a list of wasted tax dollars, that is actually not the craziest. That is not the craziest one. There's a lot of other ones that we could actually get rid of before train on the moon.
I agree. I'd put a train on the moon before I'd let 10 million illegal aliens come into the country over the last 3 years, personally.
Yeah, but all the other grants they do to like study the Like, what does this...
Lizards on treadmills.
What does this specific genome of rodent do when you, you know, administer whatever, who cares, and observe what it does? And they'll give them, like, $1 million. No, yeah. Stop that. Moon Train is way cooler, at least. More money at least equals more cool.
It might generate some jobs in some industry. I don't know.
Moon Train. Band name?
What do you do? I'm a moon train conductor.
I see that Tesla.
It sounds
stock,
like a Doctor Who episode.
What's that?
A moon train?
Moon train conductor is a
sounds
moon.
Sounds like the setup for a Doctor Who episode.
Is a moon train conductor the guy driving the train? Or just like a big copper wire powering the train?
Yeah, I get it. I'm the electrician.
It's a very niche
now
joke.
Now you threw me off.
I got one for you real quick since you're thrown off anyway. I want to do like a single panel cartoon. It's got a guy dressed up, you know, rock outfit. He's got the makeup. He's holding the Frankenstein guitar. And he's holding up his hand, standing on the street, and he goes, "Taxi." And the caption is, "Van Halen a cab." Right?
But that only works if you know that Frankenstein was Eddie Van Halen's guitar.
All right, fine. I got another one for you. There's an elephant. He's sitting in an easy chair. Next to him is a turntable and like an old style amplifier with like run, like, you know, real nice headphones. And there's the sleeve for the vinyls laying on the floor. And on the front of it, it says Pinball Wizard. And the caption is, "Horton Hears the Who." That's a good one.
Okay,
I got another one for you.
Back to Tesla.
Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble are dressed up like Sherlock Holmes and Watson. And Fred, who is Sherlock, he looks at Barney, and they're looking at the ground, both of them. And Barney just says, Fred says, "Sedimentary, my dear Watson." Huh? I need an artist to draw all of these for me.
Yeah.
Because I got an F in art. I can do the idea. I need someone
actually
to make them real.
Literally got an F.
Yeah. Someone make those happen, art. Please.
From an art teacher that told mom that she'd never flunked anyone
before.
Teacher's
thing, yeah.
At a teacher's thing. I've never failed a student before. Mom literally in the middle of it went, "Yes, yes you did. You gave my son an F."
Okay. Tesla, their stock has taken a hit because everybody is realizing, and I just heard Pete Buttigieg going how, "Oh man, this electrical, we're moving electric, you know, cars, we're moving forward," and everybody's excited. No, man, the auto industry is pulling back because everybody realizes this is not working.
Pete Buttigieg compared being opposed to electric cars, being like preferring a landline over a cell phone.
Right, which is not at all because the market brought the free market brought on the cell phone. That's the thing. And the free market is telling us we don't want electric vehicles.
As someone who does over-the-phone tech support, landlines are superior. So wrong on that. He's wrong
That's
on that
true.
Also.
Absolutely. More reliable.
We will constantly tell people, "I cannot hear you. Please call back on a landline." So Pete Buttigieg, shut up.
Yeah. But there's a big the big key there is the free market. The demand was there for cell phones and smartphones. It is not there. It's just the opposite for electric vehicles.
There's big high demand for moon trains right now.
And now the Biden administration is pushing for electric trucks, and where they're saying that they're going to build out 500,000 electric charging stations by 2030. So far, they've built 7.
The guy that runs
not
the power 700 plant,
or 7,000, they've built 7.
The guy that runs the power plant in all these big cities is just going, nah.
Yeah. And
no.
And so for the trucks,
no, there's no way.
To do the trucks, they're saying that they need like 1.5 million or whatever. There's no way. This is all fantasy. Why are they doing this? And like we said, and we talked about this before, the car companies are pulling away from it. Some of them were slow to buy in because they knew it wasn't going to work, which was smart. But another one is something I predicted a year and a half ago. It's starting to happen. insurance companies, their actuarial tables are starting to say, look, we got to have higher rates for your life insurance if you're vaccinated, because there's a much higher likelihood that you're going to die. And that's when I said, that's when you'll say, you cannot deny that this is true. When the actuarial tables tell insurance companies they have to start charging people more for life insurance if they're vaccinated, you know the dying from vaccination is real. And it's happening.
So I'm really going to derail this conversation, pun intended, but I can bring these two together. The negative about landlines, you know, they got those curly cords and they always bunch up. You know, we can put a train on the moon, but we can't make a dang phone cord that doesn't bunch up.
They could put a train on the moon.
Brian Regan. Ding. Look him up.
Well, you could get a phone cord that doesn't kink up too if you wanted to. I hate to tell you this, but they have invented those.
Yeah, but it's a good joke. You know what stock is not plummeting?
Oil.
Well, it did go down from the oil. First day. But I was going to say DJT.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy stock, Donald J. Trump, because Truth Social went public and it started selling like at an outrageous amount. It did come down. Yeah.
On the valuation of the company, Donald Trump net worth shot up above Mark Cuban, which I love.
And he was able to make bond for the New York case, which they had lowered to $175 million. Trump's also selling Bibles now.
We also have a 21-year high in record of ice mass at the North Pole or whatever.
Oh.
Hey, the only thing about the Bibles that Donald Trump is selling is that's the version that they are, the DJT.
Which, hilarious. The Babylon Bee is
I was kidding. It was a joke. Please tell me I'm joking.
It's not. It's King James.
Okay.
With the Constitution and other stuff included.
Okay, so
the Constitution is in that Bible?
Yes.
God Bless America.
Like the Constitution, but I don't think that's a good idea.
I agree. I'm not too hyped.
It's
excited about
that. The Babylon Bee has made like multiple posts before he announced this, like not that long ago, about like Donald Trump's favorite Bible verses, and they're like edited. They're very funny. And then now he's selling this Bible, and that's all I could think about was, are these verses changed?
Did you hear when the journalist asked Donald Trump, like, what are you going to put up, you know, against your bond? And Donald Trump went, cash.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, I'm not too sold on the idea. It really it ticked me off when I heard that Donald Trump was selling Bibles.
Remember when he said that
Donald
he had
Trump,
a room full of Bibles?
Yeah.
Remember when he said 2 Corinthians?
People were sending him Bibles like crazy when he...
Donald Trump.
He's like, I'm not going to get rid of them.
Here's the Bible says, Jesus' words, this is Jesus speaking here, you must be born again. If you are not born again, you are not a Christian. End of story.
And Donald Trump doesn't even have to repent
because he's never done anything that he needs to
repent. That's what he said.
Yeah, he did. Those are his words. I've never done anything that I need to repent for, when he was asked. Therefore, he cannot be born again.
I can name
in opposition
at least one
to the
thing
Bible.
That you've done.
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Putting the Constitution in the Bible. So, that's one. And that's only the most recent.
And this goes back to, why are these the only two that I have to choose to vote for?
Well, did you hear that somebody was legally changing their name in Texas to literally anybody else and trying to get on the ballot?
Whoa.
It's a Brewster's Million moment.
It's funny.
You watched movie, didn't you, Kate?
They're going to win. I know what it is. We've talked about it
on
this show.
I thought you had watched it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so... If they could get on the ballot, the trouble is they're only getting on the ballot in Texas, aren't they? I mean,
it was only Texas.
Yeah.
Well,
if he took Texas away, that'd be a big deal.
He can be president of Texas when we secede from the Union. Oh yeah, you're there now. secede from the Union.
Did you see that California just raised their minimum wage to $20 an hour, and Foster's Freeze immediately went out of business?
Oh, and also Burger King Whopper meal is like $16 and something.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. What do you think happens you gotta when work... you make them pay their employees $20 an hour?
At least you only have to work 1 hour.
To buy a Whopper meal.
To buy a Whopper meal.
Here's the thing that people don't understand, though. When you mandate a certain, let's say, a $2 an hour raise, the employer, it doesn't cost them $2. It costs them more than $2 to give a $2 an hour raise because they pay into the person's, you know, Social Security based on the amount of money they get paid. So when it goes up, the amount that they're paying in, it also goes up.
Well, that's usually, it's not Social Security. It's usually like matching a 401k or something, isn't it? You have to pay more.
No.
Oh, okay. That's true, no, actually. You pay, no, you're right.
Your employer pays half of your Social Security.
Yeah.
Because I am the only profession where I pay both sides of my Social Security.
I will say this. This is an interesting thought. Okay. Let's say that minimum wage was $8.50. And if that were the case, then the Whopper meal might be like $8.50. But now the minimum wage is... You know, they bump it up to whatever, 20. And now the Whopper meal is 20. So before you did it, buying a Whopper meal cost 1 hour of working. And now the Whopper meal costs 1 hour of working.
Right.
You've done nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
And not only that, the people that were making $15 an hour at Foster Freeze when it went up to
$20,
now they make zero.
And a lot of people got laid off.
No, that's not true. Now they make just as much money, but from the government.
From the government.
To do nothing.
That's true.
Hey, so, speaking of people getting laid off, because people got laid off for this, but did you hear Michael Moles talking about how Amazon's closing their stores where you just, there's no cashiers, you just take stuff and walk out and it charges you?
Oh, yeah. Amazon bought Whole Foods, right? And that's where they were doing it.
They also had like brick and mortar. Amazon stores or something like this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But you can do it at Whole Foods, yeah. But they closed it, and their reasoning was that it wasn't like, oh, the technology wasn't working. No, they were paying tons of Indians sitting somewhere in a warehouse watching people, and they were charging it.
Oh, it wasn't like some automated detecting system?
No.
It was someone literally watching them and then pushing the button of what they bought?
It was people watching tons of cameras and following people around and charging them for the items they bought.
I'm sorry. That means that they have direct access. Okay. So they have given unfettered access to these people sitting in this room to use your billing information to take money off of your credit card. Had you not thought of that?
No.
They are just giving permission for them to do that. They could say that you bought anything. They could say that you bought something that you didn't buy and just take it or send it to themselves.
I'm pretty sure that was happening. And that's why they closed.
Oh, that's
insane.
It wasn't
cost effective enough.
No, it wasn't
cost
effective.
All of a sudden, there was this massive shipping increase
to India. It was
super
cost effective. Yeah, it was super cost effective. That's what was on that ship that hit the bridge.
Yeah.
It's all the stolen Amazon stuff from the warehouse Indians.
So we have one of our most faithful listeners who wants us to comment on the red heifer going from Texas to Israel.
You can't ship a red heifer to Israel and expect a prophecy to be fulfilled. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think you're not going to be able to force that one. It doesn't work that way.
And not only that, I'm pretty sure that there's all kinds of certain lineage and, you know, all kinds of stuff that have to be followed. It can't just be any red heifer, you know, oh, we got us a longhorn red heifer out of Texas, and that's going to suit the bill. Don't get excited about
the red heifer has to come from a certain lineage?
I would think that they have... Supposedly, if they ever start this up again, this is what I've been told, that they have DNA from previous what they, you know, have used that they will use to.
I would think it would
the red heifers to be sacrificed.
I would think it would at least need to be born in Israel.
Well, and not only that, it's more than the red heifer.
Makes it clean or unclean?
Right. That's why I say there's got to be certain criteria that the Jewish priest would would have to meet, or else they're not just going to sacrifice any old red heifer.
Should we explain anymore what we're talking about? Or
go ahead if you want.
Jesus comes back and goes, hook 'em.
Essentially, I didn't know that someone was sending it from here. I heard that there was some talk about a sacrifice on the Temple Mount. I don't know, for Passover or Easter. Or whatever.
What was it, like a secret mission? How'd they get over there?
They've done this, but they've tried this multiple years, and they've been arrested. People have been arrested for trying
because
to do
this. Muslims control the Temple Mount.
Yeah, I was going to say, how'd they get over into the West Bank to do that?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought, too.
If a Jew goes up there and even looks like they're praying or doing...
they're going to kill them.
They arrest them. They're removed from the Temple Mount. I mean, so there's a lot of things. It's a lot more than just the red heifer, because we see this whole description.
And people basically, this is an end times prophecy.
Right, where
is why this is.
Paul's writing the Thessalonians, and he talks about the Antichrist is going to, you know, he's going to rise up and he's going to put himself in the temple to be worshipped as God, and he's going to put an end to the sacrifices. Well, here's a whole lot more than just the red heifer that goes into that. There's a lot of things. The Jews do not control the Temple Mount. They do not control the land that they would need to rebuild the temple on. The temple does not exist. So they have to get a hold of the land. They have to be in control of the land to build the temple. Then they have to build the temple. Then they have to reinstate the priesthood. Then they have to reinstate sacrifices. All those things have to happen, which aren't currently in place, in order for that prophecy to be fulfilled.
Yeah,
and you mean it's not just the existence of a red cow?
Do you know how many sacrifices are involved in those sacrifices? Go crack open the Pentateuch.
Yeah, it's a bunch.
It's insane.
Yeah, the amount of blood that is spilled is excessive.
The story had me thinking, though. What is the logic? What do Jews currently say the reasoning for? Like, well, if you ask Ben Shapiro, you know, how are you able to be clean and holy and all this stuff if you don't sacrifice right now, currently?
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any clue what the answer to that is, other than that they go to the temple and they do what the rabbi tells them they need to do.
I have the answer. Jesus.